Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, look, that is how I feel. That is how I feel. It is why I made the statement on Monday.
Can't do it.
That the station put out on Twitter, and I got called a thing or two about it, and that's fine. But it's why I made the statement on Monday that Juwan Jennings so far this year has been everything that Brandon Ayuk is not. And that was because of the way Juwan acted after the greatest day in his personal career. He wouldn't even speak to the media because he's so upset that the team lost, because he is all about the team.
I want winners.
Brandon's behavior over the last 3 months has been the opposite, my opinion. And we can talk about that. And if you're just joining us, what seems like a small issue, Brandon Ayuk wearing the wrong color shorts to practice today. If you haven't watched the video, it's all over Twitter. Go check it out. Kyle Shanahan is clearly agitated in the exchange between him and Ayuk. So let's talk it out. Our guy who was on the scene, River Island's guest line, Cam Inman, covering the Niners and joining us live. Hey, Cam, how are you?
I am good. I wore shorts to casual Friday also, and I'm allowed to keep them on. So
okay,
good.
But what color, Cam? What color shorts?
Khakis, guaranteed khakis.
No, they're actually a navy blue from Link Soul, the golf company. So they're all good. I'm within the uniform code. I'm good.
Okay, all right. So you're being a team player, but what light can you shed on this, Cam, with Brandon and what will now no doubt be called Shortsgate?
All right. Well, I will say when we first went out on the practice field, and first of all, I do think it's way too big of a deal before I even know what you guys are talking about. But when I first walked on the practice field, they caught my eye because you don't see guys wearing red gym shorts that drop to the knees on an NFL field. A lot of guys will maybe cut up some uniform pants and have like thigh high shorts. But this was a little bit of a different look, and apparently, it was not the look that Kyle Shanahan wanted, and so they talked it out. And so he played, Kyle played it off as if, you know, he wished he could wear different shorts too, and that's fine. Listen, I go back covering this team 25 years. This is not like Steve Mariucci and Terrell Owens at each other's throat, all right? This is, there are so many other problems and issues with this team, and so the second I got done looking at his shorts, I was looking around to see which players were not there, and Trent Williams was not working out with the offensive linemen. Talanoa Hufanga was not there. You had some major injuries yesterday at practice, and this team is on a two-game slide, and they can't afford to lose three games in a row. And so, I mean, as salacious and wonderful as it could be to talk about Brandon Ayuk's shorts, Brandon Ayuk is in those shorts. He is healthy, and the 49ers offense is better having him on the team.
That's true, but we look at, you know, three games in so far, and Brandon Ayuk's impact has not been as great as Juwan Jennings, and now you've got a situation where he's out there in a different pair of shorts. Where is Brandon Ayuk in terms of, you know, being ready to go and in full stream as a 49er in week four?
Well, I mean, you know, Kyle Shanahan, each week so far into the season has defended Brandon Ayuk. Okay, he's talked about how Ayuk's done really well. He's getting separation, just not getting a lot of, he's not catching a lot of passes. I mean, he got open a couple of times in the last game, and Purdy didn't hit him. One, because Brock was a little confused because the defense sunk so bad. He has not put up the big numbers, but Joe's got to look at and understand that Juwan Jennings is getting some action because Ayuk is drawing some attention. So it's not like he's bombing. It's not like he's a disgruntled guy. It's just the nature of football. And the good thing is Juwan Jennings benefited from it really well the other day. Am I concerned with Brandon Ayuk? No. I think this is the same Brandon Ayuk we've seen for the last few years. I know there's a lot of attention that's come on him that he's brought on himself the last few months, which is out of character, I would say. But Brandon's usually a kind of a low-key guy, and it is a little strange that it's been a little bit more attention, but I don't think he was trying to draw attention wearing different shorts today. Maybe it is in the mid-80s. Maybe he just wanted to have a different look. out of practice. I can't really speak for him because he wasn't in the locker room to speak to us.
Cam Inman with us on Willard and Dibs. Cam, you said this is not Steve Mariucci and Terrell Owens at each other's throats. How would you describe the relationship that you know between Kyle Shanahan and Brandon Ayuk?
I think Kyle wants him as a number one wide receiver. They've paid him accordingly to be one. It's just a matter of he needs Brandon and everybody else on that offense to start clicking better because they are not off to a great start, and obviously they are missing Christian McCaffrey tremendously. Is it on Brandon Ayuk to fill that role? It's on everybody. And Brock Purdy, I think, went above and beyond last game trying to pick up the slack on that offense. Juwan Jennings did too. Brandon Ayuk needs to also. He knows that. I think everybody knows it. So I don't think Kyle is angry at him about his production. I think he just wants everybody to maximize what they can do.
And when you look at the offense right now, where is the breakdown beyond, you know, not having Debo and Christian McCaffrey and Kittle was out in the week three game against the Rams? But where do you see the systemic breakdown right now in the offense, Cam?
Go and pick whatever spot, and you're probably right. You can pick on the offensive line and look at the right side with Colt McKivitz and Dominic Cooney, and they've really struggled the last couple of games, which are losses on the road. Kittle missed last game. That affects them. He should play on Sunday, so that's going to help. Debo missed last game. And as much as Debo doesn't really put up the big numbers he did in 2021, that presence, just the defense has to account for it. And so that's why it's like you can pick on anything you want, but like with this offense, it really is a cumulative effect. And I think Brock Purdy is doing remarkably well considering the circumstances he's put in, week out, without McCaffrey, with the right side of the line that struggled. And now you got Trent Williams with a toe injury. And Kyle described it as a sore toe today, but anytime a lineman got a toe issue or a foot issue, it's concerning, especially a guy with Trent where they ask him to move around a lot on that big body.
Yeah, Cam, I wonder if you could give everybody a little quick idea on what you think the chances are of the questionable players playing. And that goes for Debo, that's Trent Williams, that's now Hufanga as well.
Let's go back to the last time they had a home game, right? It was a season opener, and there was a guy that was questionable. His name was Christian McCaffrey. And next thing you know, he goes on injured reserve, and everybody's wondering if he'll play. And so you got to really take this with a grain of salt. It's questionable means 50-50 they play. Talking to Debo Samuel and seeing him out there running today, it looks like he's playing. Now, sometimes when they shut a guy down for a week, they want to slowly integrate him into practice, right? So he didn't practice Wednesday, but he came in Thursday and Friday. So it's kind of like, well, maybe they are just kind of bringing him along, but I got to think he's playing. D. Winters is a guy that's questionable, but he's kind of come in the last couple of games. I think they want him in there in case Devondre Campbell's stinking again, to put him in place, because you also lost Curtis Robinson. So my guess, D. Winters does. Jordan Elliott is a guy who rolled an ankle at the end of practice yesterday. It's called a foot injury. Talking to him at his locker today, he's excited to play a Patriots team that has power rushers. Because as an interior lineman, in his words, you don't want to get juked out of your cleats going after these quick guys going on the outside. He'd rather take on a power back. But I think Jordan Elliott's playing. Which brings us to who? Talanoa Hufanga and Trent Williams. And I can't speak on either because I don't know how serious Hufanga's injury was, but they obviously, he just got back into action, so I'm glad it was not a knee issue. And then Trent Williams, he was out on the practice field, just not participating in drills, and he had his jersey on. So I would think Trent plays. Does that kind of, did we hit all the questionables?
I think so.
Yeah, did that's you, about right.
Yeah. Hufanga, did we get a Hufanga in there?
Yeah,
I think so.
If we did. It's only week four. Come back to me in week 18. I'll have like about 35 guys on questions.
Okay, great.
And
looking
the
forward
full
to
list.
It.
And yeah. I guess the big one is going forward is Christian McCaffrey. And are you getting any more of a better feeling having heard Kyle Shanahan talk about an aggressive rehab as opposed to all the speculation we had earlier in the week?
Well, the speculation wasn't directly from Kyle or McCaffrey. So from what I understand is And what Kyle said, they want to get him, they want to, they hope to get him started on his rehab on Monday, which is a great sign. That doesn't mean they're shelving him for another couple of weeks to keep it calm. If he doesn't practice the next couple of weeks, then you understand that. Well, you don't really know what's going on there. Because it's a pain issue, and it's a very serious ailment that could impact the guy's career. So they're going to give him time if there's any issue with it. But I think I was a little bit more encouraged just hearing Kyle talk about that, and John Lynch talked about it today also, that they're going to start easing him into a program. So that, to me, that's good news.
Cam Inman is with us on the Niner Beat, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Cam, I'm sorry. I got to circle back to Brandon here, and I'm not vibing with this idea that, like, oh, no, everything's cool, and you know, Brandon's low-key. Like, hold on. Can we not go through the timeline all the way back to year two? He goes to Kyle's doghouse. All off season, we get sourced reports that Kyle is being driven nuts by Brandon's behavior, and then the hold in and the dap up, and now it's the shorts, and there's Brandon admitting that he was a pain in the rear and a trade demand that wasn't actually a trade. I mean, come on. This is like, I don't understand how this cannot be considered a growing problem.
What are you going to do about it? You just signed him to a 4-year deal paying him $30 million a year. You're committed to him. He's committed to you. And you know what you're getting by now, right? This isn't anything new. So it's just a matter of, this just isn't anything they need right now. They need to practice sharp and crisp, because they cannot go and lose to the New England Patriots on Sunday. So I see where it's coming from. And I see where Brandon maybe wanted to do something different. I mean, you can blow it up as much as you want to do. To me, Mark, there's so many bigger issues with this team right now. And it's not that, whatever the relationship is with Ayuk and Shanahan, regardless, he's going to be on the field because he needs him out there for Brock Purdy, because they need as much offensive help as they can to cover for McCaffrey right now.
Just one quick one from me, Cam. Have you ever, in your 25 years covering the team, ever witnessed a wardrobe malfunction of this magnitude?
Now you got me thinking. I think one time Terrell Owens actually came out wearing a Spider-Man mask. That was kind of weird.
Sounds about right.
A wardrobe. I was actually at the Super Bowl where Justin Timberlake had that wardrobe malfunction with Janet Jackson.
Samsies. Yep.
That was a good one. I'm running through my head. You know, there was a center that sweat a lot. That was a wardrobe malfunction. We had to talk to him about butt sweat, and that actually was a story of a day too. So I'll grant you your Brandon Ayuk gym shorts saga for the day. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay,
it's all good.
Yeah, and Cam, I just, you know, and I totally get where you're coming from about, like, we can blow it up as much as we want. And what are you going to do about it? I'm not questioning any of that. Obviously, yes. Yeah. You signed him. He's got to be out there. By the same token, like, I know you get all of our jobs. Like, it's not so much what are you going to do about it. It's assessing what they've done. And I'll raise my hand as someone that when we got halfway through August and watched this unfold, I was team trade him. Like, that's where I was. So that's kind of where my head still is, which is, you can call it blowing it up. I'm more calling it out. I see that the Niners they've hitched their wagon to someone who is going to, at minimum, continually, like, get under their skin.
He did not leave the practice field, right?
He did not.
He changed out of his shorts. No. Had he, like, thrown a tantrum and stormed off, then I think this merits a deeper conversation. He switched out of his shorts in practice.
Did Kyle look frustrated to you, yes or no?
I think Kyle has looked frustrated for about 7-8 years now.
Yeah. I mean, fair enough. But, I mean, with Brandon, though?
This is, like I said, he knows Brandon. What's kind of come along now. So it's just kind of one of those things, like, dude, just put the right shorts on. I don't need to take time out of practice right now to talk to you about wardrobe. And he's right. So, and I get it. It's all good.
Cam, thank you for the appearance. Just real quick before you go, if you want to plug the book, I sent it out on Twitter.
Yeah, thank you for that, too,
I appreciate
Cam.
You sending it, and I really think that it is a kind of a catch-all for the newbies and the OGs as well. Congrats on the book.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, that means I want to see the two of you showing up in red gym shorts tomorrow at 5 o'clock on Pleasanton Main Street at Town Center Books for my first book signing. Any wardrobe is allowed.
I was going to say, I don't have any red gym shorts.
Oh, I'll buy some.
Yeah,
just
we're
going to
need to do some shopping.
Yeah.
If you showed up in 49er uniform pants, I would give you a free book.
I think I do have those.
There you have.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think I do have those. Okay.
Thank you, Cam.
Cam, great stuff, man. Thank you so much.
All right, boys. Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend, everybody.